Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Eric Bartsch with AGT.
Now, for some of the people who are either listening to this and wondering, you know, pulse crops, you know, because up here it's primarily soy and corn and sugar beets, and I'd even go as far to say sunflowers. But I guess, where do you see the dry beans, and where do you see the chickpeas and lentils? Where are they being grown? And our radio network hits South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Minnesota. So is there quite a bit of pulse crops being grown in that five-state region?
There is. I mean, you look at, you know, typically where soybeans and corn are growing, you know, peas and lentils are not growing just because they're adapted to different growing environments. So when you look at peas and lentils, you're looking at central North Dakota going west. So the main growing region, yeah, is western North Dakota, western half of North Dakota, and then all the way into to Montana. And then it goes south into western South Dakota. Is really the main growing region in the United States. Then there's another region right on the border of Idaho and Washington, which is called the Blues. So we've seen pea and lentil acres grow dramatically over the last 20 years. You know, the region in western North Dakota, Montana, has always been, traditionally, several years ago, has been, you know, small grains and summer fallow rotation. We've seen that change over the last 20, 25 years, where growers are incorporating pulses into their rotation. They've been able to displace the summer fallow, so they've been going small grains and pulses, and have really seen, you know, it's really been a dramatic change in agriculture in this region, just because of the rotational benefits of the pulses and what it's done to the other crops that producers are growing. So it's been a good transition for agriculture in this region.
When I hear the word lentil, automatically I think of Indian food, and then of course I think of the drought happening in India right now. Do you guys have a big export market, or is there such a large domestic market is the reason for, I guess, the Minot plant, or just kind of, is there an export market, or is it primarily just domestic?
You know, no. I mean, majority of the industry from North America is an export market. I mean, you look at India, you look at the Middle East, Southeast Asia, big consumers of pulse crops. This is one of their main protein sources. So traditionally, our industry has been focused primarily on the export market. So that has been the driving force in market development and pricing and so on. And, you know, I think we'll continue to see that for years to come, just because of the growing populations in those regions and the demand for these type of products. So when we look at our whole product, or the split product that we ship from our factories, they're being exported. But our Minot location, is the focus is a little bit different. Although we are still invested in the export markets in those regions, we see the biggest growth pattern coming from the domestic customers in, you know, North America. We're seeing a big demand from Europe on utilization of these, of the pulse-based ingredients. So when we change the form of the lentil into a flour or into a protein, we see that demand for those type of products more in our back door than we do within the export market.
How about when it comes to the fibers? We mentioned the protein part of it, but I think of the flax, you know, right away, where flax seed is pretty well known, but there's also a very big flax fiber market. Do any of those pulse crops have a fiber market?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the fiber, you know, when we're splitting the lentils or splitting the peas, you know, one of the co-products are the fiber that we remove from the pea. And there's as we've developed that market, there is a very large demand for pulse-based fibers, either be lentil fiber or pea fiber, whichever fiber it may be. So the fact that, you know, pulses are a good source of fiber, a good source of protein, you know, they they're well-rounded and can serve in many different nutritional benefits, and fiber for sure is one of them.
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Bartsch from AGT or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
Here's to not letting this moment pass.
Stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch sale, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services, talking about the hiring blitz you guys have going on.
Yeah, so it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Bellfield, North Dakota, 5 to 8 a.m. we'll be serving coffee and donuts, and then 10:30 to 1 p.m. we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs, all free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you. We also offer a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for hiring on with MBI, you get $500. And then once you're hired on, the process is you go through the HR process, and then you go to our world-class training center where they teach you everything from chaining up to backing up to the disposals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then, you know, once you're done with the training center, you go on and you move into your position, and then you have a trainer with you for a while. So to apply, you can go online to mbienergyservices.com, or you can call our recruiters at 701 575-8242, and if you press 5, that'll take you directly to our recruiters to speak to them.